Hello, this isn't Chris Moyles. This is Al Ed here. Hello, how are you? Is this Jocelyn?
Hi, how's everyone doing?
Right, okay, we've got to explain what's going on here now. Chris is on holiday. The Chris Moyles show, as Chris Moyles, is on holiday. Scott Mills is filling in this week and next week. However, Jocelyn and I are in work today. And let's be honest, we did a little listen again type feature last week after the show, which Chris wasn't happy with. And but everyone's on holiday, so everyone went home. And I thought, well, I was talking to Chris and we said that we should really send something out. And Chris goes, well, if you think of something, do it and, you know, we'll see how it goes. And just let me know what happens. So everyone went away on holiday. So this is what we've come up with. Jocelyn and I were talking in the office and we thought what would be quite nice is for us to call the team and find out where they are. As you know, there's four members of the team that aren't here. There is Dom, Carrie, Chris and Dave. Well, there's Rachel, but I know that she won't be contactable. Although I think we should call her anyway.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's start off with. So, I've got the phone numbers in front of me. Who should call first? Dom?
Let's go for Dom.
Dom, right, okay. Right, excuse me. Sing to yourself. I don't know where they are. I don't know whether they're in the country.
Dom's probably at the zoo, let's be honest.
He probably is, actually. Here we go. Come on, answer. Come on, answer.
Hello?
Hello, is that Dom?
Yes, I am not in the country. I am away. I am in Mauritius.
Are you really? On holiday?
No, I wish I was. I'm not, unfortunately. Hello.
Hello, you're live on Mini Moyles. Please do not swear.
Oh.
Well, you can, hell. Actually. I'll just edit it out, but, you know, it sounds good, so.
Shitting heck, Al.
So where are you then, Dom?
I am about a mile away from where I live.
Are you?
Yeah, I haven't gone away at all. I'm currently in a playground with my son.
Oh.
And we are eating mud.
How's Finn?
Brilliant. He's very well, thank you.
Is he enjoying mud?
He's enjoying the mud. He's a bit scared of the older boys on the swings. But other than that, it really is rock and roll.
Fantastic.
How are you?
So you've actually got this week off. I thought you were going to be working this week.
No, I'm off all this week.
And next?
And a bit of next week as well.
Very
I'm
nice.
Off 3 days next week as well, so it really is great.
So, have you got any features for us when we come back then?
Any features?
Yes.
Yes. The first one is Dom sleeps. This is a 4 week feature in which I sleep for 4 weeks and don't have to come to work, but still get paid and still get holiday.
That's really good. Do you think we'll get a Sony for that one?
I don't know. I think so.
A Sanyo, perhaps.
Running.
Jocelyn's here, by the way.
Hello, hey, Dom.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Working hard, you know, keeping the ship afloat.
Doing what?
Keeping the ship afloat.
Do you know what? I wondered what you said, and I think people listening...
So did I had the editing facility ready then, but yeah, there we go.
Oh, hang on a sec, my son's about to die.
Can we hear him? Not die, obviously. Can you say hello?
Hello, Alice.
Hello.
Don't worry, Finn, everyone gets my name wrong. Hello, Finn, you're right.
Hello. Oh.
I think that's
I'm exploiting my son.
That's
for,
fair enough. Okay.
For purposes of Radio 1.
Fair enough. We better let you go. Thank you, Dom.
Okay.
Have a great holiday.
You too. Have a lovely time. See, where's everyone else gone? Are they all sunbathing?
You're the first call, so I'm going to find out in a second.
Well, I've really set the benchmark quite high on
I'm feeling that. How are we going to top this one? I don't know.
I really don't know.
Cheers, Dom.
Bye now. Bye.
Oh, we're going to have to. I've got an idea for later.
Hey. Do you know, I'm not actually that jealous of Dom being on holiday. Because he's not really doing anything.
That's fine. He's with his son.
It's exciting for him. I don't feel so bad at being at work.
This is Carrie. Now she's working, I believe. She had a big interview earlier with someone I have no idea who it was. She's not going to answer.
Was she being interviewed or doing the interview?
Now, I have called Carrie from the show and not Carrie from Fame and Cut.
Hi, this is Carrie. Sorry, I can't take your call at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hi, Carrie. It's Al, Ed and Jocelyn here on live on Mini Moyles, or sort of pre-recorded live, if you get my meaning. Just calling to say hi. You were supposed to answer if I called, but you haven't. So it does mean we're going to replace you for the new season of Chris Moyles. It was lovely working with you. And do you know any sports presenters? It does mean that Sue
Mark
Barker
Chapman.
Will be working on the Chris Moyles show from week Monday. Nice talking to you, though. Love you, Carrie. Bye. She's gone. Fine. Who's next? Dave. Now, where do we think Dave is?
Dave could be planning his next Chappers and Dave disco.
Is he actually on holiday, do you know?
He's been kicking around. He's been doing a bit for Spoonie on the weekends and doing a few gigs here and there.
Hello, I'm not here. So Thank you.
Hi, Dave. It's Aled and Jocelyn here. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hey, Dave.
How are you? Are you abroad? We don't know. So we just thought we'd call on Minnie Moyles to say hello. You were supposed to answer if I called on the holiday. You haven't answered, so we're replacing you. And the new season of Chris Moyles with who?
Patrick Keelty.
Patrick Keelty would be quite good. Davina, maybe. Obviously not as attractive as you are, Dave, but, you know, she has a better ass. Hope you're well, Dave. Love to Emma. See you soon.
See you, Dave.
Should you call Chris?
Let's try Chris.
Let's try Chris. Here we go. Now, Bet, is he going to answer or not?
Well, so far, Aled, the odds don't look too good in our favour, do they?
I know, it doesn't. It's as if they're on holiday or something. I don't know. Ooh, it's abroad.
Hello?
Hello, is Mr. Christopher Moyles there, please?
One moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Dear Presidente, telephone for you. You've been a gay fella.
Hello?
Hi, is that Chris?
Hi.
Chris, it's Aled, you're live on Minnie Moyles. How are you?
I'm on holiday, leave me alone.
Oh, well, that's also true. How was your holiday? Is it good?
It was going great until I had to speak to you.
Oh, no, I miss you, Chris. Don't you miss me? Jocelyn's here as well. Didn't you miss us?
Hang on, let me just light another one of my fine Cuban cigars.
Are you able to say where you are?
Well, put it this way, I'm smoking a Cuban cigar.
Right.
And looking out over the Cuban Sea.
Right.
While sitting in the Cuba Hotel.
You've gone back to Skegness, haven't you?
Bridlington.
Okay, lovely. Yeah. Very good. How are you? How is it? Is it hot there in Bridlington?
How what? This is why you only do one show a year, Aled, and it's Welsh.
Yeah, I know.
Who have you rung so far?
We phoned Dom. He stayed at home.
Okay, fine.
Carrie is actually working today and has an interview for Five Live, which I thought was quite funny, with someone, a very famous sports person that I had no idea who it was. But so she went to voicemail. Hey. Hang on, I'm just going to find her text now. She was interviewing Danny Williams, the man who beat Mike
Danny
Tyson.
Danny Williams, of course.
Of course, Danny Williams. No, I'm good, that's good. I didn't even bother phoning Rachel because I know she's abroad and she would never have a phone on. And I left
him.
I think she's in Sweden.
Or Finland.
Or somewhere like that, yeah. A Nordic country.
Oh, how common, how rubbish.
And nothing like Cuba. And then Dave had his phone off, so there you go. Okay, well, not the best conversation I've ever had. I'm sorry about that. But just thought it'd be nice to hear from you halfway through your holiday. But you said Cuba.
I'm not in Cuba.
Where are you?
I can't say, you have to guess.
Oh, okay. Guess who? Is it hot?
Yes.
Is it in Europe?
No.
Jocelyn?
Does it have a beach?
Yes.
Is it daytime with you now?
No.
Ooh.
Doesn't that really depend on what time people are listening to this?
Okay, here it is 3:00 in the afternoon. Are you in Australia?
No.
You wouldn't fly that far, would you?
The only thing I would have answered the phone if I'd have been in Australia.
At like 1 a.m. in the morning. No. You'll go.
Do they have a different language to us?
Yes.
Narrows it down?
Yeah. Is it their summer?
Is it their summer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Should you go through the continents?
I don't.
Are you in Africa?
No.
Asia?
No.
Hard question. I wouldn't know where that was. America?
No.
Is Cuba in America? Well, I know not in America, but is that part of America?
I would no. It's Cuba, certainly.
It's certainly different from America. No. But is it that? Okay, fine. Are you in Cuba?
No.
Okay.
Haven't we been through the continents? Antarctica?
No, hot. Middle East.
You in the Middle East?
I may be.
Ah.
Iran.
What?
Are you in Iran?
I'm not a million miles away from Iran.
I don't know that area. Are you in Dubai?
I could be.
Oh, hang on, catchphrase. I bet that's a yes.
Well done.
Thank you. Are you back soon? Do I need to hold this Minnie Moyles off until you've come back?
No, I'm back tomorrow.
That's all right then, that's great. This will be out tomorrow. Excellent. I think it'd be good to do a little plug, actually, for when we come back. Week Monday.
Right, do we have anything exciting?
We do. We have a new feature, which it'd be great if listeners to Mini Malls could take part in. It's a chance for you to actually wake them up in the morning.
Fantastic. That sounds like a right rip-roaring idea.
Isn't it? It's like something that came out of a creative forum or something.
I like that.
You have to send the word sting to 81199 with your name and your phone number. And we might be waking you up on air.
Alan, why start your message with the word sting?
Because that's what the filter that we have on, and we could be doing a sting on you, you see? See where I went there?
Oh, I see. That's very clever.
Thank you.
Very clever.
So we could.
Would you like to know what the view is from my luxurious, palatial balcony?
Please.
Okay, let me just get up. See, I bet this is way more exciting than Dominic in the park.
Absolutely.
I am in a huge hotel. I am on my balcony, and I am looking out now at thousands of palm trees, and the beach, and the sea is to my left. And it's the sun's just going down, and it's very, very, very warm. Very, very warm. It's about 100 degrees every day.
Have you been in the sea?
And, yeah, of course I've been in the sea, Matt. Mate, I tell you, the sea's great. You float in the sea. Even I float in
really?
The sea, which is, yeah, it's brilliant, man. And I've been floating in the sea. Sorry, there's a breeze there. I hope it's not affecting the phone call. And there's a bar on the roof of the hotel, which is really pretty. And honestly, Alan, it's one of these places that you can never afford to come to.
No.
But it's absolutely... Not even your wow factor wage...
Really?
...would get you out
that
of it.
That good, yeah. That expensive. Wow.
It's that good. And we're going to go out shopping in a minute.
Lovely. Do you see any pepperami?
No, I haven't seen any pepperami. We have seen... There are a couple of famous people who I've met in my time away, which I will play Guess Who with.
Fantastic.
When I get back.
Okay, brilliant. What are you going to go shopping for today? Presents for the team?
It's a terrible line. Hello?
Any presents? I would like one of those lovely, nice-looking...
Hello?
Are we losing you?
Yeah, I think you're losing me. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely going.
Okay, then, fine. Right, I can't face Spoonie. He's going to kick us out, so I better go. But
okay.
Have a great holiday, what's left of it.
And listen, just there's not long to till we're back, so just put it with Scott Mills, and don't worry, your family will return to Breakfast Radio as soon as possible.
Would you like to talk out to your 6:55 short?
You're such an anorak.
Here we go. There we go.
Anyway, I'd just like to say it's been thoroughly enjoyable chatting with you and Jocelyn from my luxurious balcony overlooking the beach and the sea. And we'll be back next Monday from 7 with more of the great usual fun that wakes you up every morning. Isn't that right, Alan and Joss?
That's right. Have a great time,
okay,
Chris.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Chris?
Yeah.
Bye.
I don't love you. I don't love you.
I cut him off.